Good morning. It's good to be here. So often, if I do get to come through Albuquerque, it's not on a Sunday. So this is a real pleasure to be here. I came in, and now we don't say that very loudly, but I can tell you here. So that was the last country I was in just before I came to the States. We had a terrific course. We have some terrific staff there, and they are reaching lots of children. So it's pretty exciting. This year, just to give you a little update, Pastor said hopping, and boy, I've hopped more this year, I think, than I have ever. I have this coming home now puts me in my 10th country in 4 months this year, so it's been pretty fast. But when I go back, I will be in Fiji for 3 months, so I'm kind of looking forward to being in one place for an extended period of time. When I was home, I got a letter from headquarters, and they said, you need to have a 30-minute report ready because I leave tomorrow, and Tuesday morning we start regional education director meetings. Now, that's what I am. There's 8 regions in CEF, and I have the privilege of being in the Asia-Pacific region. And because I was so busy, I said, oh, Lord, what do I do? I don't have time to prepare a report. So in my few spare minutes, I would think and think and think. And then the Lord just gave me a thought, and that's this thought I'm going to share with you this morning. If you keep up with the news, you know there's been a lot happening in Asia this year. And so as I would think from moment to moment, I thought, where are the people? Now, a few weeks ago, I guess it's been almost 2 months now, a Malaysian airline went down. Now, when you fly Malaysian airline and you've just been through Malaysia, just probably a week before, boy, it makes you think. And those people are still missing. We do not know where they are. 239 people. Where are the people? And then just a few weeks ago, a ferry sank in Korea, South Korea, mostly full of school children celebrating the end of the year, and the whole class is gone. Very few saved. Where are the people? Well, when you die, you go into eternity. And you spend eternity either with God or separated from God forever and ever. When I think of just those two instances, and then I called a friend to help me in Philippines. I said, I need help with just a little bit of PowerPoint work here. Can you help me? And I said, I want a... So he's fixed me pictures of all these places. But I said, let's put in the typhoon. Now, in Philippines, they call it Yolanda. You don't know it by Yolanda. You know it by Hainan, I think. The big super typhoon that hit Philippines. He said there are 6,000 dead, and they are still finding bodies. Where are the people? And then, of course, Japan with its terrible tsunami and earthquakes. The last time I was in Japan, we had 3 earthquakes in one day. That's a lot of quaking. They don't always have 3 in a day, but that particular day we had 3 earthquakes in one day, and still so much devastation in that country. And then I don't know if you've heard about this as much, but in Indonesia just this year 2 big volcanoes have erupted, and it covers villages. Where are the people? Well, God has given me the privilege, for those of you who may not know who I am, He gives me the privilege to be in charge of teacher training. And we are training the people in Asia and Pacific to reach the boys and girls for the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I know that on the airplane and on the ferry, there were some who were Christians. But most of the people, if you look where they came from, are either Buddhist, Muslim, or atheist. They do not know the Lord. So God has given me a big task, a very big task, but one that I'm very delighted to still be able to do. As I said, it's been a busy, busy spring. I leave here tomorrow and go to our international conference. Then I'll have a couple weeks in Kansas and take care of a few things there. And then I go on to Fiji. Now, I have one big, big prayer request for you this morning. When you travel as much as I do, your passport fills up very rapidly. And first of all, I had to get a new passport, and I got it in 2011. And to get a passport takes 2 to 6 weeks. No, 4 to 6 weeks. Well, I'm never in any place 4 to 6 weeks. And I prayed and I prayed and I thought, what am I going to do? And then one day, I thought, well, I'm going to Indonesia. Let me check out the embassy in Indonesia, which is not very far from the CF office. And they said, we can get your new passport in 7 days. Wow! God answered. But I thought, do I want Indonesia on my passport for every country I go to? But they did it a little differently than the time before. It does not say that it was issued in Indonesia. They actually sent it here to the States. It was issued here. They sent it back, and I got it in 1 week. Now, that was 2011. I have only 4 pages left. And I started with the biggest, 48. To get new pages now is a big process. It takes 4 to 6 weeks. I said, oh, no. You cannot get new pages until you only have 4 pages left. Well, I have only 4 pages left, but I don't know where to get the pages. So please pray. It's the one last big thing that I have to get figured out while I'm here at home. Now, that's not a very spiritual request, but if I can't get my passport, I can't go do what God has called me to do. So if you would just remember that special request. From Fiji, I'll be going to Taiwan. I will be going back into China this year. I will be going to Philippines, and we'll be having Korean and Myanmar CMIs. Now, CMI stands for Children's Ministries Institute. So this year, many, many institutes. And just pray for strength and for the ability to think clearly and teach clearly with an interpreter, because most of the countries I'm speaking through somebody standing beside me. So that would just be another prayer request. Thank you for your faithful giving. Thank you for your faithful praying. I know that you are, and without you, I could not be doing what I am doing. Now, sometimes when you give reports, you want numbers, and that's what I was thinking about for headquarters. I thought, oh, numbers. You know, we can have a small class of 6, or I can go teach 318 people. In Myanmar, we had, for the first time, Mongolia. So many, many people there who've never had opportunity to get help for parents to know how to help their children. And so we did a special seminar on how to help needy children, especially needy children. And so many in Mongolia are very needy. So just know, as every country I go to, we're doing something different. Oh, I will tell you this. I don't know if my 5 minutes are up. My first country was Australia, and they said, don't you get tired of teaching the same thing all the time? And I said, well, I don't. I'm teaching IOT2 here. When I get to Palau, I'm teaching Junior Youth Challenge, and then I've got a CYIA leaders training, and then I've got IOT1 training, and then I've got preschool training. So I'm not teaching the same thing all the time. So it's exciting. God is good, and I thank him for you and your part of the ministry there in that part of the world. Just to give you one number, I asked the fellow that's helping me with the PowerPoint, I said, put your results on. Since from 2010 till now, they have trained 9,000 teachers, and they reach 78,000 children every week in the school, in just their area. Now, that's just one little area in the Philippines. So God is at work. Where are the people? Well, we're reaching them one by one, and God is calling many to himself. But do pray for the region. Lots of lost souls who need to know Jesus.